Secretary General's report and expressed grave concern at increasing instances of intimidation and reprisal against those cooperating with the UN. As member states, it is our responsibility to uphold human rights and foster safe, inclusive, enabling environments for all to engage. We reaffirm the rights to freedom of expression, belief, association, and assembly, including when exercised by legal teams engaging with the UN in support of their clients. Freely engaging with human rights mechanisms and advocating in multilateral forums on behalf of and with the support of their clients, including at this council, is essential. We are deeply concerned about instances of reprisals against human rights defenders engaging on human rights issues in China, including against Jimmy Lai's legal team and their families, as reported by the Secretary General. We share the Secretary General's concerns about the impact of restrictive legislation in Russia, including adding reputable NGOs to the so-called list of undesirable organizations. We are also alarmed that women human rights defenders in Afghanistan have reportedly experienced reprisals online and offline for engaging with the UN. Once again, we condemn the reprisals in Nicaragua against indigenous leaders, indigenous women human rights defenders, and women's rights organizations. Countless other cases require this council's attention, including those that remain unreported due to the risks associated with speaking out. Madam Assistant Secretary General, how can we discourage states from using national security or other laws to criminalize cooperation with the UN?
The floor is for European Union. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. President.